There is cheering, celebration, and emotional reunions along the northern border as the U.S. reopened its land and sea crossings to Canadian leisure travelers for the first time in 19 months. The international ferry between Port Angeles and Victoria began sailing again yesterday with all of its southbound trips sold out. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports some border restrictions remain that could temper the rebound in tourism.
At Port Angeles Harbor, Canadian drivers and foot passengers disembarked from the MV Coho ferry to a rapturous welcome. Townspeople gathered at the Blackball ferry dock to wave American and Maple Leaf flags and hold up signs with messages like, "We missed you," and "Welcome back, Canadians, bienvenue." A Canadian daughter living in Seattle had a tearful embrace with her mother from Vancouver Island. The pandemic border shutdown separated Barb and Carlene LeBeouf for nearly 2 years.
It's been so long since I've seen her, and we're so happy to be back, be able to come back.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice to see my family again. I've been in the U.S. for the last 2 years without being able to see any of them.
Port Angeles and Victoria are just 17 miles apart. During the pandemic, the neighbors were tantalizingly in sight of each other, but cut off. Their cultural and economic ties predate European settlement and have passed down to residents like Rainey Birch of Port Angeles.
It feels like we've been amputated and we just got our arms and legs back.
Ferry Captain Ben Rowland says it was an emotional and celebratory day on both ends of the run after being out of service for so long. Rowland says the bookings to go north to Canada are light, but the southbound crossings on the roughly 120-car ferry are nearly sold out for the rest of the week.
A lot of snowbirds going south. They've been waiting. It's been 19 months, so they missed out quite a bit last year. So it was really good to see a full boat this morning. There wasn't a space to spare, so very encouraging to see.
As of Monday, the U.S. is open to all international travelers who can show proof of vaccination against COVID. Canada reopened its land and sea border for non-essential visits by vaccinated Americans back in August. People headed north, though, must also show a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours using the most accurate PCR testing method. Plus, you have to upload your health info in advance into a smartphone app the border officers can check. Port Angeles Chamber of Commerce Director Mark Abshire says the remaining restrictions could temper vacation travel and spur-of-the-moment trips.
The days of just deciding on a whim, hey, let's pop on the ferry and go to Victoria for the day, or for Canadians coming down here to just go to a hike in one of our great trails on the Olympic National Park, those days are not here yet because the border isn't really fully open yet.
Abshire is happy to see progress back to normal, but says he's really hoping Canada removes its COVID test requirement soon.
As long as Canada continues to require the PCR test for anybody going into Canada, and that includes Canadians returning home, as a matter of fact, it's really anybody, you can't really consider that border to be fully open.
Another company that operates cross-border ferry service discovered that the hard way. The Seattle to Victoria jet catamaran relaunched in mid-September with a 4-day-per-week schedule, but suspended service less than a month later due to a lack of bookings. The Victoria Clipper is now slated to resume next spring. There's no estimate for when Washington State Ferries will resume its international run between Anacortes and Vancouver Island. The state ferry system has multiple problems to solve first, including a severe crew shortage. Other transportation links are gradually coming back. Canada's second largest airline, WestJet, launched service between Calgary and Seattle last Thursday. WestJet is also ramping up service to Portland. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Angeles, Washington.